most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们底下时间交给弟兄。
And the following time to our brother.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们先来读几节经文。
Let's read several passages of the Bible.
我们今天早晨要读的经文是在希伯来书。
And the passage that we will read this morning will be from the book of Hebrews.
在第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们先从第二章的第一节开始。
Let's start from verse 1 of chapter 2.
所以我们越发郑重所听见的道理。恐怕我们随流失去。
For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it.
那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。
For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty,
我们若忽略了这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主自己亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
How will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? After it was at the first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard.
神又按照自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
God also testifying with them both by signs and wonders and by various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will.
我们所说将来的世界，神原来没有交给天使管辖。
For he did not subject to angels the world to come concerning which we are speaking.
但有人在经上卯出证明说，人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
But one has testified somewhere, saying, What is man that you remember him, or the son of man that you are concerned about him?
你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你自己所手所造的派他管理。
You have made him for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and have appointed him over the works of your hands.
叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既叫万物都服他，就没有剩下一样不服他的。只是如今我们还看不见万物服他。
You have put all things in subjection under his feet, for in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him. But now we do not yet see all things subjected to him.
唯独见那比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了荣耀、尊贵、稳冠冕，叫他因神的恩为人人尝了死味。
But we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的。要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使他只救他们的元帅因受苦得以完全，本是合意的。
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻。
For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
第十二节说，我要将你的名传与我的弟兄，在会中我要称扬你。
Verse 12, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise.
第十三节又说，我要依赖他，又说，看哪，我与神所赐给我的儿女。
In verse 13, and again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children whom God has given me.
我们再一起祷告。
Let's pray once again.
主，我们怀着感恩谦卑的心来到你的面前。
Lord, with a thankful and humble heart, we come before you.
求你的圣灵亲自对我们的心说话。
May your Holy Spirit speak himself to our hearts.
把这些话解开在我们的心中。
Open up these words to us in our hearts.
让我们在这个混乱的时代当中不会随流失去。
So that in this very troublesome time, Lord, that we would not drift away.
求你若过你仆人的软弱。
Do look over the weakness of the servant.
借着你的血来洁净。
Cleanse us with your blood.
使你的话没有任何的拦阻。
So that your word would not be hindered.
我们的祷告祈求奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 我在主面前所领受的感动是和弟兄姐妹们交通希伯来书第二章第一节。
The moving that I have from the Lord is to share with brothers and sisters Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1.
这里边有一个非常非常严肃的一个警告。
There is a very serious warning here.
就是要我们免得我们随流失去。
Here it is so that we do not drift away.
这个随流失去有两个动词的意思。
Here, this drifting away, there are two verb definitions.
随流的意思呢，就是没有目标的漂流。
To drift means that you are going drifting without any direction or purpose.
好像一艘船在海里边没有抛锚一样。
Just like a ship being swept away because you have no anchor.
就被潮流所冲去。
And you are just being taken away by the currents.
这个漂流它是不需要用力气的。
With drifting, you don't need to exert any energy.
随着这个水流，它就随流而去。
You follow wherever the water goes.
我们也不知不觉的就跟随这个世界的潮流。
And without any purpose or reason, you are just following along the current of this world.
或许是没有一定的目标。
And without any direct destination.
或者是呢，在这个原地转圈子。
Or perhaps you're just going in circles.
如果我们观察那个有的时候这个河流里边的一些树木树叶。在水上漂流就是这个意思。
Sometimes when you see dead leaves or wood that is just drifting around on the water, that's what we're looking at here.
这个随流漂流，随流失去呢？漂流就是我们失去了这个目的。
When you are drifting away, it means that you don't have a purpose or destination.
如果我们要达到一个目的
，If you want to get to a place,
我们就必须要努力，要克服这个随流的影响。
You need to exert some effort against the current.
使我们能够对准那个目标，向着标杆直跑。
So that you can make go in the direction that you want to go towards your goal.
让我们里边呢也有一个对这个随流的有一个非常敏锐的一个感觉。
So that you have a sensitive feeling towards the current.
另外一个意思，失去就是要它的意思是漏的意思。
Another definition of drifting away means to leak.
好像一个水桶，它里边盛满了水。
Or like you have a bucket and it's filled with water.
但是这个水桶是漏的。
However, it's a leaky bucket.
结果呢，这个水就慢慢的都漏了出去。
And so the water gradually leaks out.
我们神赐给我们许多的祝福。
God has given us many blessings.
但是如果我们随流失去的话，这些祝福就慢慢的都漏掉了。
However, if you drift away, then all these blessings will leak out.
这个随流失去是一个缓慢，但是是一个非常危险的事情。
And while it is leaking, it is very slow, but a very dangerous condition.
它使我们忽略着这个这么大的救恩。
It is because we neglect so great a salvation.
当主耶稣基督在审判的日子，我们就要受亏损。
And so in the days of our Lord Jesus' judgment, then we will lose out.
所以希伯来书的作者借着这句话来警告，来鼓励那些信徒们。
And so the author of Hebrews here is encouraging those household of the faith.
要明白这卷书的意思，我们必须要了解一下希伯来书的背景。
And so to understand this meaning of this word, we need to know the background of this book.
我们不知道希伯来的作者是谁。
We don't know exactly who the author of Hebrews is.
也不确定，也不是特别确切他写作的对象是某个人。
And we don't know exactly whom are the audience of this book.
但是确定呢，他是一位使徒写给当时在犹太教当中出来的那些犹太信主的弟兄姐妹们。
However, we do know with some certainty that it was an apostle writing a letter, an epistle, to the Christians who had come out of Judaism.
希伯来书告诉我们说，在第一个世纪的时候，教会已经开始受到罗马帝国的逼迫。
We do know that in the very first century that a lot of Christians were being persecuted by the Roman Empire.
那个时候这个逼迫刚刚的开始。
And it was the beginning of the persecution.
圣经说他们还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
However, they have not withstood to the point of shedding blood.
我们知道从第一世纪到第三世纪罗马帝国对基督徒有许多非常残酷的逼迫。
We do know that from the first to the third century that the Roman Empire were very cruel to Christians.
在这个逼迫刚刚开始的时候
And so when the persecution first began,
许多从犹太教里边出来这些犹太的信徒们
Many Jews who had come out of Judaism,
他们的信心开始摇动
Their faith were starting to be shaken.
所以有些人就开始退后甚至要回到犹太教里边去
So some people wanted to withdraw, even go back to Judaism.
有的人停止聚会
Some people stopped gathering together.
有的人被许多新奇的异教勾引去了
Some were taken by very new or strange teachings.
因着这些危险，所以希伯来书的作者要提醒这些从犹太教里边出来的犹太的弟兄姐妹们。
And so, because of all these dangers, this author wrote this letter to all of these Jews who had come out of Judaism.
让他们不要随流失去。
So that they would not be lost and drift away.
所以我们看见希伯来书整个的里边讲到。主耶稣基督的超越。
And so in the entire book of Hebrews, we see the transcendence of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他讲到他们所信仰的这位神是超过了犹太教，是超过了旧约，新约比旧约更美。
That this Lord Jesus far surpasses anything that is taught in Judaism, and he is better than all that is even written in the Old and New Testament.
因为我们有一位更美的宗保。
Because we have an even better mediator.
我们有一个更美的家乡。
We have a better home country or homeland in which we have our hope.
所以这个作者叫他们要不要离开所信的真道。
And so here the author is telling them not to leave the true faith.
要郑重所听见的道理。
To hold fast to that which they have heard.
免得他们随流失去。
Lest they drift away and be lost.
并且告诉主耶稣基督他是怎样的一位神。
And so here it also tells us what type of God our Lord Jesus is.
他就是神，他是神。所发的光辉
He is God. He is glory, the exact representation of God's nature.
他是神本体的真相
He upholds the exact representation of God's nature.
他所承受的名要超过天使的名
And his name exceeds all other names in heaven.
并且讲到呢，他比摩西更配得荣耀
Not only that, but he is worth more glory than Moses.
就好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊贵荣耀一样。
Just as the person who does the building has more glory than the building itself.
这个随流失去对我们今天来讲也是一个非常严重的考验。
This drifting away is also a very important test for us today.
2000年来仇敌的工作从来没有停止过。
In all these 2000 some years, Satan never stops working.
在初代的教会当中他是使用逼迫使这些犹太的信徒们要回到原来的犹太教里边去。
In the early church, through persecution, he was using all these sufferings so that the Jews would go back to Judaism.
在两千年教会的历史当中
，In 2000 years of church history,
仇敌使用了更多更诡诈的方法。
Satan is using more schemes, more evil schemes.
特别是在这个末后的时代
，Particularly in these end days.
仇敌知道他的日子不多了
，Satan knows that his time is short.
所以今天的这个攻击是更加严肃的
，And so today this attack is even more serious.
随流失去是我们今天教会每位弟兄姐妹们所面临的一个巨大的挑战。
Drifting away is one of the greatest challenges for all of us today.
我们基督徒的生活不是好像在一个平静的湖面上。
Our Christian life is not like the smooth water.
我们的生活，我们的生命，若不是向前。
Our lives and our living, if we are not moving forward,
就要退后
then you will be going backwards.
不是逆流而上，我们就会随流失去。
If you are not going against the current, then you will be taken away with the current.
我们就会忽略这么大的救恩。
You will be neglecting and ignoring such a great salvation.
这不仅仅是对年轻人。
So this is not only towards the young ones.
这不仅仅是对初信的弟兄姐妹们。
And not just for the new believers.
而且是在我们人生的每个阶段当中都是一个挑战
But at every stage of our lives, a challenge that is before us.
我们人生的每个阶段当中都有仇敌的工作
In every stage of our lives, we have the work of the enemy.
特别是当我们觉得好像稳妥的时候
Particularly when we feel very comfortable.
我们就会经历了一个新的征战
We will experience a new battle.
我们看见这个整个现在这个整个的世界
As we take a look at the world today.
我们看见这三年的疫情
And as we see this last 3 years of the pandemic,
我们看见这些政治，所有这些不同的说法对教会的影响。
We see all the political sayings and the effect it has upon the church.
造成了许多的分裂。
It has caused much division.
许多的弟兄姐妹们随流失去。
Many brothers and sisters have drifted away.
我们个人的家庭也面临着许多的挑战。
In our individual families, we have many challenges.
我们生活在一个末后的时代。
We live in the last days.
确实是一个非常不容易的时代。
And indeed, it's very difficult.
和所以和当时的犹太的这些信徒一样。
So it's just like the Jewish Christians in the very beginning.
我们今天也同样面临着这样的一个挑战。
In the same way, we face the same challenges.
所以希伯来书的作者特别在这一点上来鼓励我们。
And so the author of Hebrews, particularly in this point, wants to encourage us.
鼓励历史历代所有面临着这些挑战的基督徒们。
He wants to encourage all of the saints, all the Christians throughout the ages.
当然，这里边有许多非常丰富的教训。
Of course, there's abundant teaching here.
但是今天早晨，我愿意借着这卷书当中的三句话，使我们能够彼此有些鼓励。
However, this morning I'd like to use just three phrases to encourage us.
这三句话是记载在第二章的第十二和第十三节。
And these three phrases are written in chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
这每次开始的时候都说说或者又说又说，表明了这三句话是三个独立的话。
And here, every time it says saying and again, telling us that these are three separate phrases.
并且这三句话呢，都是来自于旧约。
And all of these phrases are from the Old Testament.
所以我们非常稀奇，这些话是主耶稣基督希伯来书的作者告诉我们，这是主讲的。
And the author of Hebrews is very interesting, tells us that these are words that our Lord Jesus says.
但是我们在福音书里边，在使徒的书信里边，并没有能够直接找到这些主所讲的话。
However, in the Gospels or some of the other epistles, we don't find our Lord Jesus directly saying these things.
而是这些话是在旧约的圣经里边。
But these are words spoken of in the Old Testament.
在诗篇和以赛亚的预言里边。
They are written, prophesied about in Psalms and Isaiah.
所以我觉得作者在这里边要告诉我们至少有两件事情。
And so here the author has at least two things he wants to say.
第一件事情呢，就是主的话是超越时间和环境。
First, that our Lord's words surpasses time and the environment.
在旧约里边，所有的这些话都是主在超越了新约的时间当中已经说过的。
In the Old Testament, our Lord spoke these words in the Old Testament, far surpassing the time of the New Testament.
虽然主耶稣基督道成肉身来到这个地上，以人的形式生活服侍，是在两千年左右的事情。
Yes, even though our Lord Jesus, he came in the flesh and he lived among men 2,000 some years ago.
但是早在旧约的时代，他就借着他的仆人说话。
However, in the Old Testament, he already spoke through his servants.
第二件事情就是当从犹太教里边出来这些信徒，当他们读到这些在旧约里话的时候。
And then also, for these believers who have come out of Judaism, as they read these words,
他们非常自然地就明白这些话的背景。
Very naturally, they would understand the background of these words.
在这样的背景下，他们就能够有一个更深的理解。
And in that background, they would have a deeper understanding.
所以我想，早晨神若怜悯我们，我们也借着这两个方面来交通这些话。
So this morning, according to his mercy, we want to share on these words.
第一句话呢，是在第二章的第十二节。
The very first phrase, this is chapter 2, verse 12.
他说说我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你。
Saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise.
如果我们查阅圣经的话，
If you search the scriptures,
我们发现这句话呢是在诗篇的第二十二篇二十二节。
You will find that this is written in Psalms chapter 22.
是大卫的诗。
This is a Psalm of David.
诗篇第二十二篇是一个非常特别的一个诗篇。
Psalm 22 is a very special psalm.
许多的弟兄姐妹们觉得它是我们明白主耶稣基督在十字架上的经历和十字架上所说的钥匙。
It is the key for us to understand the experience of our Lord Jesus upon the cross.
或者我们可以说，如果没有诗篇二十二篇的话，我们就没有办法能够完全明白主耶稣基督在十字架上所说的和他所经历。
Or we can say that without Psalm 22, we would not fully understand what our Lord Jesus went through and experienced on the cross.
22篇的第一节说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我哀哼的言语。
Verse 1 says, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Far from my deliverance are the words of my groaning. Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer.
第二十二章的第十六节说：“犬类围绕我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚。”
In verse 16 says, "For dogs have surrounded me, a band of evildoers has encompassed me, they pierced my hands and my feet."
17节说，我的骨头我都数过，他们瞪着眼看我。
Verse 17, "I can count all my bones, they look, they stare at me."
18节说，他们分了我的外衣，为我的里衣研究。
Verse 18, "They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots."
这就是主耶稣基督在十字架上的光景。
This was the condition of our Lord Jesus on the cross.
所以诗篇二十二篇帮助我们理解主耶稣基督在十字架上的经历。
And so Psalm 22 helps us to understand the experience of our Lord Jesus on the cross.
但是到了诗篇二十二篇的第二十二节的时候，突然间这里边作者讲说：“我要将你的名传与我的弟兄，在会中我要赞美你。”
In chapter 22, of verse 22, it all of a sudden says, "I will tell of your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you."
并且在二十二篇的第二十三节、二十四节，他说呢。凡敬畏耶和华的人，我们要赞美他。雅各的后裔都要荣耀他，以色列的后裔都要惧怕他，因为他没有藐视那憎恶受苦的人，也没有向他们掩面。那受苦的人的呼吁的时候，他就垂听。
And then verse 23 and 24 says, "You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him and stand in awe of him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him for help, he heard."
我们看见这里边神没有听主的呼求。
Here we see that God did not respond to the cry of our Lord.
但是他从来没有不听他子民的呼求。
But he has never stopped up his ears from hearing the cry of his people.
这个反差告诉我们说，主耶稣基督在十字架上担当了我们所有的人的罪。
It tells us of how our Lord Jesus, he bore all of our sins and iniquities.
他为我们的罪而受苦受审。
It was for our sins that he was punished for us.
所以我们的神掩面不看他。
So our God turned his face away from him.
他借着他公义的审判临到了主耶稣基督的身上。
And his righteous judgment came upon our Lord.
我们知道诗篇二十二篇之后紧接着就是诗篇的二十三篇。
And of course, we know that continuing on from Psalm 22 is Psalm 23.
今天早晨我们在播饼聚会当中也唱了这首诗。
We also sang this hymn during table meeting earlier.
我们二十三篇是一篇非常美好的诗篇。
Psalm 23 is a beautiful psalm.
那如果我们读了二十二篇之后，我们的心好像是在痛苦当中。
After reading Psalm 22, our hearts is as if we are still in suffering.
但是当我们读到二十三篇的时候，我们的心里面是何等的喜悦。
But when we come to 23, our hearts are full of joy.
我们许多的弟兄姐妹们都会背这一篇诗篇。
And so many brothers and sisters, we are able to memorize the psalm.
但是为着今天我们在我们中间可能还有初信的弟兄姐妹们。
And so today, for perhaps those who are newly believed, believers among us,
我们请我们投影的弟兄把这个诗篇给我们打在荧幕上。
We're going to project Psalm 23.
我们好不好，弟兄姐妹们，一同来读这篇诗篇。
Let's read this psalm together.
如果你会背的话呢，也可以背。
If you can memorize, please memorize it.
我们先用中文来，然后英文。
We're going to first memorize in Chinese and then in English.
耶和华是我的牧者，一起来。耶和华是我的牧者。
Together.
我必不致缺乏，他使我躺在青草地上，领我到可安歇的水边，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我的敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
In English, the Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
这是一篇非常美好美好的诗篇。
This is a beautiful psalm.
当这两篇诗篇被放在一起的时候。
However, when these two psalms are placed next to each other.
当这两篇诗篇的中间，诗人告诉我们说，我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，我要在会中颂扬你。
And in the middle of these two psalms, when the psalmist says, I will tell of your name to my brethren, in the midst of the assembly, I will praise you.
这显然是告诉我们说，主耶稣基督为我们受苦，我们接到了福杯，这是福音。
It tells us that our Lord Jesus, he suffered all things, and he has now given us a cup of blessing. This is the gospel.
这个十字架上的伟大的救赎。
This is the amazing redemption of the cross.
应该是我们今天在会中宣扬的。
Needs to be what we ought to proclaim in the assembly.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
我们应该为此要感谢赞美主。
And for this, we need to thank and praise Him.
所以我们信息的中心就是主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们受苦。
So the theme of our message is that our Lord Jesus suffered on the cross for us.
我们知道今天在世界上有许许多多的讨论。
Today we know that in this world there's much debate.
但是在我们聚会的中心。
However, in the middle of our meeting.
应该是主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的工作。
It needs to be what our Lord Jesus has already accomplished on the cross.
我们聚会的内容就是要来敬拜神。
The content of our gathering is our Lord Jesus.
我们若是失去了这个中心的话
，If we have lost the central theme,
我们的聚会就会随流失去。
Then our meetings will also drift away.
我们就会进入仇敌许多的网络当中。
And we will fall into the many traps of the enemy.
所以希伯来的作者首先用这个把他们的目光的焦距重新带回在神的身上。
And so the author of Hebrews once again brings the attention back upon our Lord.
这也是今天我们应该常常被提醒的。
This is something we ought to often be reminded of.
愿我们的眼目，我们聚会的中心是在主的身上。
That our eyes and that the center focus of our gathering is our Lord Jesus.
那我们看第二句话。
The second phrase.
是在第十三节的头半部分。
The first part of verse 13.
他说，又说我要依赖他。
And again, I will put my trust in him.
我们不仅看见这里边告诉我们聚会的中心是什么。
Here, not only do we see the main focus of the meeting.
我们也看见圣经在这里面告诉我们说应该怎样在地上生活。
The Bible also tells us how we are to live our lives.
那这句话实际上它的原来的出处是在以赛亚书的第十二章第二节。
Now this phrase came originally from Isaiah chapter
十二章二节。
Chapter 12 verse 2.
但是许多的弟兄姐妹们觉得这句话它更是代表着大卫的诗篇的第十八篇。
However, many brothers and sisters tell us that perhaps it comes from Psalm verse 18.
十八篇一开始的时候就告诉说耶和华仆人大卫的诗要交于令长，是当耶和华救他脱离仇敌和扫罗之手的日子，他写下了这首诗篇。
The title of Psalm 18 says, A Psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul.
所以十八篇的第一节和第二节这样说，耶和华是我的力量，我爱你。耶和华是我的磐石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我所投靠的。他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台。
And so the very beginning of this psalm says, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
所以我们看见大卫当时所处的光景是非常极难。
We see that David's condition was a very desperate situation.
他的仇敌扫罗在整天整夜的在追杀他。
His enemy Saul, day and night, was chasing after him, wanting to kill him.
但是这里边呢，他学会了一个在地上怎样的生活。
However, here he learned how to live his daily life.
他要依靠神来生活。
He was going to rely, trust in God for his life.
让神成为他的磐石，他的拯救，他所投靠。
That God is going to be his rock, his fortress, his deliverer.
所以我们觉得这句话是告诉我们说，我们今天应该怎样在地上生活。
So here, this phrase teaches us how we are to live our lives.
这跟我们能够不随流失去是有非常大的关系。
This has a great, it has greatly how to do with how we're not to drift away.
如果我们今天是靠着自己在地上生活的话，
If you look at yourself and how you live today,
我们会发现我们是非常无力的。
You will find that you don't have strength.
我们非常的软弱。
That we are very weak.
在许多的光景下，我们就会随流失去。
That in under many conditions we will drift away.
圣经给我们许多美好的例子。
And so the Bible gives us many good examples.
那在这些美好的例子当中呢，我想今天早晨交通两个例子。
And so among all the many examples, I want to give two.
第一个例子是但以理。
The first one is of Daniel.
我们读旧约圣经但以理书的时候，但每位弟兄姐妹都知道但以理的故事。
And so you know the story of Daniel in the Old Testament.
但以理可以说呢，他是一个在人群当中近乎于不是绝对的完美，但是近乎于完美的一个人。
You can say that Daniel, among all mankind, even though he wasn't completely perfect, he was nearly perfect.
我们知道他是出生在犹太的王宫当中。
We know that he was born and raised in the Jewish king, in the kingdom.
少年的时代被掳到巴比伦。
But in his youth, he was taken captive into Babylon.
但是因为他外表英俊，非常聪明，所以被选到巴比伦的王宫里去。
Because of his good appearance and because he was very intelligent, he was taken to live in the palace.
然而在王宫里边，他却不受这个世界的影响。
However, in the palace, he was not influenced by the world.
过着一个敬畏神、圣洁的生活。
He lived a life that was faithful and it was holy to God.
他服侍了巴比伦、马代、波斯的几代的君王。
And he also served the king of the Medes and Persian.
然而不是靠他自己的能力。
And it was not with his own strength.
我们知道他是可能从人的角度来讲是一个蛮有能力的人。
From the human perspective, you might say that he was very skilled.
但是呢，在我们读圣经的时候，我们会发现他的祷告是何等的恒切。
However, when you read the Bible, you would find how in his prayer life he was so urgent.
就是在这个王禁止他祷告，甚至他可能会为着祷告丧命的时候。
He was so faithful to the point where the king, even when they wanted to stop him and even kill him for praying.
圣经告诉我们说，他每天三次将他自己的房屋窗子开放朝向耶路撒冷。
The Bible tells us that he continued to open up his window and three times a day pray towards Jerusalem.
照常祷告。
Just as he always did, continue to pray.
所以他的能力是因着祷告，是因着依靠神而来的能力。
So his ability came from his reliance on God.
另一个例子当然是主耶稣基督自己。
And of course, another example is our Lord Jesus himself.
他是一位完美的人。
He is perfection.
无论从能力，从他的所有的这些都是完美的。
Whether it was regarding power or any other aspect, he is perfect.
因为他是创造宇宙天地的主宰。
Because he is the creator of all heaven and earth.
他有掌管宇宙、掌管环境的所有的能力。
He has all the authority and power to control everything.
然而我们会发现主耶稣基督在地上的时候。
And yet we find that when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
在他所有的行事服事上，他学习来依靠神。
In all his being, in everything that he did and served, he was relying on God.
在每一个决定上，他学习来依靠神。
In every decision, he was relying on God.
当他要拣选这十二个门徒的时候，
When he was selecting his 12 disciples,
他整夜的上山去祷告。
He prayed all night on the mountain.
当他要决定是不是去耶路撒冷过节的，或者什么时候去过节的时候，
When he was deciding whether to go to Jerusalem or at what time to go for the festival.
我们觉得好像这个不是，并不是一件特别大的事情，他完全可以自己决定。
However, to us, we might think it's not a big deal. He can decide whenever he wants.
但是他在寻求等候神的时间。
But he decided to wait upon God's time.
我们看见这两个例子。
So in these two examples.
当然，圣经当中还有许许多多的例子。
Of course, there are many other examples in the Bible.
但是今天早晨这两个例子在我的心中是有特别的负担。
However, in these two examples, these are particular burdens I have in my heart.
为什么呢？
Why?
就是当这些但以理近乎完美的人，我们主耶稣基督有完美的力量的人，他们要在地上学习依靠神。
That in these two examples, Daniel, who is nearly perfect, and our Lord Jesus, who is perfection, that while they lived on earth, they needed to rely on God.
我们这些软弱的人，
For us who are so weak,
我们更是何等的需要来依靠神。
How much more we need to rely on God.
如果我们不过一个依靠神的生活，
If we do not live a life that trusts in God,
我们注定要随流失去的。
Then for sure you will drift away.
前几天我的姊妹送给我一段圣经。
A few days ago, my wife gave me a passage, a verse.
是在以赛亚书的第40章29节到31节。
This is from Isaiah 40, verse 29 to 31.
这里边说呢，疲乏的他赐力量，软弱的他加力量。
He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不疲倦，行走却不疲乏。
Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
今天仇敌用各样的诡计要使我们随流失去。
Today the enemy uses so many different schemes to get us to drift away.
盼望着我们能够学习一个依靠神的生活。
But we hope that we will live a life that trusts in God.
我们今天知道这个世界的潮流是向神独立的。
Today we know that the current of this world is that you will be independent from God.
所以这个世界已经被仇敌所掳去。
We know that this world has already been taken by the enemy.
但是我们这些已经信主的人
But for those of us who already believe in God,
我们应该学习来依靠神。
We need to learn how to trust in him.
因为圣经告诉我们说他要赐力量给软弱的人。
Because the Bible tells us that he will give strength to the weary.
我们在这个容易困倦疲乏的时代当中
And so in this generation where it's so easy to be exhausted and tired
我们若不学习依靠神的生活
If we do not live a life that learns to trust in God
我们就必全然跌倒
Then you will completely fall flat
但是那些等候耶和华的人
But for those who wait upon God
那些依靠神的生活的人
Those who trust and rely on God for their living
他们要如鹰展翅上腾
They will mount up with wings like eagles.
他们奔跑却不疲倦。
They will run and not get tired.
行走却不疲乏。
They will walk and not become weary.
我们要看一下前边我们讲到了聚会的中心。
And earlier we talked about the very central focus of a meeting.
也讲到了我们今天应该怎样在地上生活。
And we also talked about how we are to live our lives.
那这第三句话呢，是告诉我们，我们有一个荣耀的目的。
And this third phrase talks about how we have a hope.
第三句话是在第十三节的后半部分。
This is the last portion of verse 13.
这里一开始的时候说，又说。
And here again it says, and again.
看哪，我与神所赐给我的儿女。
Behold, I and the children whom God has given me.
这句话最原来的出处是在以赛亚书的第八章十八节。
And the original place where this phrase comes from is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 18.
以赛亚第八章十八节说，看哪，我与耶和华所赐我的儿女，就是从住在锡安山万军之耶和华来的，在以色列中做预兆，做奇迹的。
There it says, Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion.
这里边讲到说的是在以色列中做预兆做奇迹的。
Here it tells us that we are for signs and wonders in Israel.
这是一个何等荣耀的盼望。
This is such a glorious hope.
当我看看自己的时候，实在是没有办法想象是预兆是奇迹。
When I look at myself, it's hard to imagine that I am a sign and wonder.
是完全不像的。
I'm entirely not like that.
但是有一天神要做成他的工作
But one day God will finish his work
并且他要向全世界介绍他所有信他的人
And he is going to introduce all those who believe in him
说看哪我与神所赐给我的儿女
And say behold look at me and my children
这里边一方面说他要 保守我们都成全直到那日
On one hand he's telling us that he is going to hold us until that day
并且另外一方面讲到我们都要改变向他
On the other hand, he's also saying that we will be just like him.
我们知道今天在这个世界当中，很多人如果得到了名人的介绍，他们是非常兴奋的。
We know that in this world, when you are being introduced by someone else, it's very exciting.
你们有没有知道这个？如果我们有些人去跟花很多钱，比如说跟一些名人像 Warren Buffett 之类的去吃一顿午餐。
You know that there's some people who would spend a lot of money to go have a meal with somebody famous like Warren Buffett.
或者是如果他更花更多的钱呢，他可以跟他一起照张相。
Or if he spends a little bit more money, that he will have a picture taken with him.
他就会把这张相挂在他家的墙上。
And then frame that picture on his wall at home.
放在他这个微信群的朋友圈里。
And also share it among all his friends in social media.
但是我们有没有想一想，今天 神在这里面告诉我们。
But can you imagine here what God is telling us?
有一天，这位创造宇宙天地的神。
One day, the God, the creator of all the heavens and earth.
这位有绝对权力主宰的神。
The God who has absolute power and authority.
他要向全宇宙介绍我们。
He is going to introduce us to all the universe.
他说，看哪，我与神所赐给我的儿女。
He's going to say, Behold, I and the children whom God has given me.
那是一个何等荣耀的日子。
This is such a glorious day.
为着这个日子，神今天在我们身上工作。
And for that day, God is working in our lives now.
我们在今天生活当中的每一个经历，
Every experience we have in our daily lives
都是圣灵的工作。
Is the work of the Holy Spirit.
为了着有一天，我们能够和他一同站在锡安山上。
So that on that one day, we will be able to stand with him on Mount Zion.
有一天，神能像去全宇宙这样介绍我们所有的弟兄姐妹们。
So that on that day, when God introduces all of us, brothers and sisters, before his creation,
神在我们身上所做的训练可以借着生命记当中的一段话来描述。
And so in God's training, we can describe it by using a phrase that is written in Deuteronomy.
生命记第32章第11节告诉我们说呢，又如鹰搅动巢穴，在昼鹰之上两翅展开，接取昼鹰，背在两翼之上。
Deuteronomy 32:11 says, Like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that hovers over its young, he spread his wings and caught them. He carried them on his pinions.
这里边我们知道这是讲到神带领以色列人经过旷野的经历。
We know that in this verse, God is talking about how he's bringing his children through the wilderness, that experience.
也是神今天圣灵在我们身上所做的训练的工作的描述。
It is also a description of what God is doing in our lives, training us through the Holy Spirit.
我们看见这里边有三个动作。
Here we see three actions.
第一个动作呢，是说他展开他的双翼。
First, we see that he is hovering over its young.
第二个动作是搅动巢穴。
Or that secondly, he is stirring up its nest.
第三个动作呢，是将这些鹰接在他的两翼之上。
And thirdly, because he has spread his wings, now he's catching them and carrying them.
以前我在读这段经文的时候，我大概只能够明白最后的一件事情。
In the past, when I read this, I only understood this last section.
就是神把他们接在两翼之上，带领他们离开仇敌的攻击。
That he caught them on his wings and carried them so that they are far away from the attack of the enemy.
但是前几年我读到一个这个养鹰专家的描述这个老鹰怎样训练小鹰的这个过程。
But a few years ago, I read this description of how an eagle will train the young.
我们知道这个老鹰啊，它是在非常高处岩石悬崖上或者非常高的树上搭窝的。
We know that eagles, when they grow and when they develop, they are all in very high places.
所以我们平时的人不大容易知道他们的习性。
So for us, generally, we're unable to see where they are, where they live.
但是那些专家告诉我们说呢。
But the experts tell us.
这个老鹰从小鹰一出生的时候，他就开始训练他们。
When an older eagle has its young, from the very beginning, will begin to train the young.
那个老鹰呢，就在它的巢穴之上，大概是3英尺的地方展开它的双翅。
And so the eagle, about 3 meters up, would start to spread its wings.
那时候那小鹰呢，它们非常小，还不会动，趴在那窝里边，但是眼睛可以看见那个老鹰。
And the baby eagles, they're not able to move yet, but they're able to see the older parent.
那个老鹰就展开它双翅，小鹰呢也在那，展开它那个没有羽毛的翅膀。
And so the parent will spread out its wings, and then the young babies, they don't have feathers yet, but they also spread their wings, copying the parent.
从小就开始训练。
And so they begin their training from young.
所以我们每位弟兄姐妹们，从我们一得救的日子，神就开始在圣灵里边开始训练我们。
And so from the day of your salvation, the Lord begins to train you.
我们每个经历都是圣灵在训练我们。
Every experience is the Holy Spirit training you.
当这个小鹰要长到一定程度的时候，
And when the young one starts to grow to a certain stage,
他们可能应该去离开了这个鹰的巢穴了。
Perhaps at the time when it needs to leave its nest.
但是因为它一直生活在里边，它是不敢自己跳下去的。
But because its daily life is always in the nest, it dares not to leave the nest.
所以这个老鹰呢，要搅动巢穴。
And so the parent eagle stirs up the nest.
要把这些小鹰从巢穴里边赶出去。
So that the young ones could be kicked out of the nest.
要训练他们的飞行。
To train them to fly.
所以有这些小鹰离开了巢穴，就拼命地在空中挣扎飞行。
And so these young ones who have been stirred out of the nest, they're constantly struggling, flapping their wings.
但有的时候他们并不是飞得很好。
And sometimes they don't fly well.
就是当他们快要这个掉下去的时候。
To the point where they're almost about to fall.
老鹰从底下把他们接取在它的双翼之上。
The parent will go underneath them and catch them with their wings.
把他们重新一次带回到这个巢穴里边。
And bring them up so that they go back to the nest.
然后一次一次的这样训练。
And trains the young ones in such a way over and over again.
并且呢，这个动物学家告诉我们说，有的这个鹰啊，它那个老鹰好像有一种做法是非常残忍的。
And the experts tell us that there's something that they do that seems particularly cruel.
就是那个老鹰要把这个小鹰的翅膀的骨头给折断。
And that the parent eagle will break the wings of the young ones.
然后把它从巢穴里边赶出去。
And also push them out of the nest.
当这个小鹰在剧烈的痛苦中挣扎的时候。
And so in its pain and in its struggle for the little ones.
就有大量的血冲刺在它受伤的翅膀上。
A lot of the blood will go towards that broken wing.
使那个受伤的骨头产生了强大的再生的能力。
So that the bone that has been broken can be strengthened.
它的骨头就很快的复原，并且更加的健壮。
And so the bone will once again be restored and be stronger than before.
这就是圣灵有的时候让我们经历苦难经历的目的。
And this is the point of why the Holy Spirit allows us to go through suffering.
有的时候我们经历了，好像我们没有办法难以对付的苦难。
Sometimes we go through something that is a suffering that we can't even face.
我们似乎是在这个苦难当中挣扎。
Aren't we struggling in the face of such pain?
然而在这个时候，如果我们带到神的面前。
However, at this time, if you come before God,
圣灵就会格外的充满我们。
The Holy Spirit will once again fill you.
并且在我们里边产生强大生命的再生能力
to give you that strength of life,
让我们能够迎接外边的苦难
so that you can receive the outward suffering,
让我们能够长成一副坚强的翅膀
so that you can grow strong wings.
所以这些小鹰经过这样的训练之后
so these young eagles, after going through such training,
有一天他们强大的翅膀
and they have such strong wings,
就会带领他们翱翔在蓝天和白云之间。
They can be carried on his pinions.
有一天，这对强大的翅膀
，and one day those strong wings，
就会带领他们去搏击暴风雨。
Can bring them through storms.
神要在我们身上也要做成这样的工作。
God wants to do such a work in us.
神拣选我们的时候
，when God chose us，
他不但知道我们是谁
，not only did He already know who we are，
他知道我们比我们自己更知道我们自己。
He knows us better than we know ourselves.
但是更重要的，神拣选我们的时候，就知道他要带我们到什么地方去。
But more importantly, when He chose us, He knows the place that He wants to bring us.
他知道有一天要在我们身上做成怎样的工作。
He knows in our hearts what work He wants to do.
因为万军之耶和华的热心必要成就这事。
Because the zeal of our God Jehovah, He will accomplish this.
凡神所赐给主的，他一个都不会丢掉。
All whom God has given to him, He will not lose.
我们非常为此感谢神。
And so for this, we truly thank Him.
所以我们在地上所有这些经历要放在圣灵的手中。
So all the experiences that we go through, we need to place into the hands of the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够目光定睛在他的焦距之上。
So that our eyes will be on that destination.
郑重我们所听见的这些道理。
And hold fast to that which we have heard.
把圣经作为我们唯一的粮食。
So that the Bible, His words, will be our only food.
我们知道这个世界有许多的要喂养我们的这些掺杂的东西。
We know that this world has a lot of junk food that it wants to give to us.
我们感谢主，上个主日班弟兄给我们。在圣经上有非常好的提醒。
And we thank the Lord, our brother Ben last week gave us some very good reminders about the Bible.
愿我们郑重所听见的道理。
So that we will pay much closer attention to what we have heard.
免得我们随流失去。
So that we do not drift away from it.
免得我们忽略这么大的救恩。
So that we do not neglect so great a salvation.
我们看见主在这里边给我们这样非常美好的提醒。
And so we see such a good reminder from the Lord.
是我们能够胜过仇敌撒旦的在地上的依据
so that we may overcome all of the temptation and all of the snares of the enemy.
就是在我们的聚会当中
and that even in our gathering,
我们要知道我们聚会的中心 我们的内容是什么。
So that we would know what is the focus as well as the content of our meeting.
主耶稣基督说他要在地上宣扬主的名。
Our Lord Jesus says that here on earth, he wants to proclaim his name.
这个宣扬不仅仅是话语上的宣扬。
This proclaiming is not only in our words,
也是我们生活的见证。
But it's also the testimony of our lives.
他要在会中颂扬神。
That among the congregation, I will sing your praise.
这就是我们聚会的中心和聚会的内容。
This is the focus as well as the content of our meetings.
如果我们失去了这个,
If we lose this,
我们就会随流失去。
We will lose much.
他也告诉我们在地上应该怎样生活。
And then he tells us how we are to live.
不管我们是在怎样的环境当中,
It doesn't matter what circumstance you are in.
我们学习来依靠神。
We learn to trust in God.
他就添加力量给我们。
And then he will add strength to us.
无论我们自己是多么软弱的,
No matter how weak we feel,
要神要成就他的工作。
God will accomplish his work.
并且呢，我们有一个荣耀的目标。
Additionally, we have a glorious destination.
如果我们 只知道内容，只知道怎样在地上生活，但是如果没有那个荣耀的目标，我们也容易走失的。
If we only have a glorious gathering and we trust in him in our daily life, but we don't know what direction, what our goal is,
有一天，神要带领他。主耶稣基督要带领众子一同进入到荣耀里边去。
Then one day when he brings his sons into glory,
他要向在全宇宙面前宣告。
When he proclaims to all his creation,
看哪，我与神所赐给我的儿女。
Behold, I and the children whom God has given me.
盼望着那一天，我们所有的弟兄姐妹们都在其中。
We hope that in that day we will all be there.
我们一同再有些祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
因为你所成就的工作，你一定要完成。
Because the work that you have begun, you will finish.
虽然我们今天看见在地上是何等的纷乱。
Lord, even though it's so scattered and messy here on earth.
有许多仇敌的工作。
And so much work of the enemy.
有许多我们肉体的软弱和罪。
And so much weakness of our flesh.
但是我们来到你的面前。
But Lord, we come before you.
仰望你的话语和你大能的手。
We look to your words and to the mighty strength of your hand.
在你的教会当中成就你的工作。
That in the church that you will accomplish your work.
我们和众弟兄姐妹们都来到你的面前说，主啊，我们在这里。
And that together with all brothers and sisters, Lord, we say we are here.
求你的圣灵来带领。
May your Holy Spirit lead us.
有一天我们愿意和你一同站在锡安山上。
So that on that day, while we together stand on Mount Zion.
等候你向全宇宙宣告，看哪，我与神所赐给我的儿女。
And as we wait for you to proclaim to all creation, behold, I and my children whom God has given to me.
我们把荣耀赞美都来归给你。
We want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们非常感谢主。
We really thank our Lord.
我们下边呢要欢迎一下第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
We'd like to welcome any newcomers or friends who are here for the first time.
如果你是第一次来参加我们主日聚会的，我们请你站起来做一个简单的自我介绍，从右手边这边先开始。
If this is your first time here on Sunday, we ask that you.
好，欢迎你。
Hello, welcome.
请坐。这边还有吗？
Any、
右手边这两区还有第一次来的吗
？On our right hand side.
好，如果没有的话，换左手边这两区。
On our left hand side.
有没有第四？这边后边有。请介绍一下你的名字从哪里来
？And where you're from.、
好，欢迎你们。
Welcome.、They are from Vancouver.、
这边还有吗？啊，后边。
Anyone else?、
好，欢迎你。
From Minnesota,、welcome.
还有吗
？Anyone else?、
后边。是啊，这是 Sherry 从俄勒冈州来，欢迎你。
Welcome.、
这边还有没有
？Anyone else?
好，那我们下边有些报告。
We have some announcements.
我们要来这个周二的祷告聚会是混合型的，英文组呢是基本上是实体，我们中文组基本上都是在线上。
We will have hybrid prayer meeting on Tuesday. For those speaking English, it is mostly in person, but for in Chinese, it will be online.
周五的读经聚会也是混合型的。
And also the same for Friday night Bible study.
这个包括东南区的读经聚会。
This includes the East Side Bible studies.
所以我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够进入这些祷告和读经。
And so we do encourage brothers and sisters to enter into prayer and Bible reading.
特别是在这个末后的时代，我们是非常需要祷告。
Particularly in these end days, we need to pray.
下一个主日是福音聚会。
And next Sunday will be a gospel meeting.
是由加州来的苏志宏弟兄来我们中间传福音。
Brother Kenneth So from California, he will be sharing the gospel.
我要为弟兄翻译。
And our brother Mali, he will be translating.
我们请弟兄姐妹们为着这个福音聚会祷告。
And we ask brothers and sisters to pray for the gospel meeting.
邀请神放在我们身边的每位福音朋友。
And to invite all those that God has placed around us.
我们的弟兄呢是用英文传福音。
Our brother, he will be sharing the gospel in English.
所以这次我们特别鼓励我们中间讲英文的弟兄姐妹们。
So we particularly want to encourage those who speak English among us.
把你身边的朋友们邀请到聚会当中。
Invite your friends to come join us.
让他们有机会能够来认识神。
That they may have an opportunity to come to know God.
我们盼望着这一周神给我们许多的机会能够认识朋友，把他们邀请到聚会当中。
And so we hope that this week that we'll come to know many friends and that we can invite them.
我们请弟兄姐妹们继续在祷告，特别是在团体的祷告，为着神的心意，为着神在地上的目的来多多的祷告。
And we ask brothers and sisters to continue to strive in prayer that we would pray according to His will.
我们在这里边呢，也要跟弟兄姐妹们，在update 一下荣荣姊妹的情况。
And we also want to give an update for Sister Rong Rong.
我们今天得到的最新的消息呢，就是荣荣姊妹她现在脑子里边还有积水。
And the latest update is that she still has excess fluid in her brain.
那大多数的时候呢，我们的姊妹还是在这个一种昏睡的状态当中。
And so she's still in a coma.
还不是大概不是 coma, 就是她有时候很多时候会睡觉。那我请弟兄姐妹们继续为我们的姊妹祷告。
So please continue to pray for our sister.
医生今天还会做继续的检查。
The doctors will continue to examine her today.
如果她的情况许可的话，也许明天会做手术。
If her condition is okay, then they will operate tomorrow.
那我们如果知道更新的消息的话，会告诉弟兄姐妹们。
If we hear any other updates, we will let brothers and sisters know.
那请弟兄姐妹们在这几天当中特别祷告，纪念我们姊妹前面这些治疗。
And so in these next few days, we ask brothers and sisters to particularly remember our sister in your prayer.
那姊妹的家人告诉我们呢，这一两天可能不是特别方便，最好先不要去看望她。
And so the family members say that right now it's not very convenient for you to visit, so please do refrain from visiting.
如果弟兄姐妹们有感动去看望她的话，或者想了解她的情况，可以和红梁弟兄或者是淑美姊妹联络。
And so if brothers and sisters are interested in getting updates or knowing her condition, do contact Brother Steve or another sister.
淑美。
Sister Shu.
Yeah. 我们的弟兄姊妹他们会常常跟他们的家人联系，给我们提供最新的资讯。
Because our brother and sister, they will contact the family regularly to get updates.
那还有一个提醒就是我们在我们用餐的时候。
Another reminder is that during our lunchtime,
当我们用餐完之后呢，请弟兄姐妹们把这个桌面清理一下。
After you finish eating, please do wipe and clean the table that you use.
也把我们所坐的那个椅子放回在这个桌子底下。
And also push your chair into the table, please.
这样可以减少我们服侍的弟兄姐妹们的一些负担。
And so it'll lessen the burden of our serving brothers and sisters.
好，我们今天的报告就停在这里，请弟兄姐妹们起立，我们一同有些祝谢。
These are our announcements. Please rise, and we will give thanks for the meal.
主，我们感谢赞美你，你是恩典、慈爱、怜悯的神。
Lord, we thank and praise you because you are a God of loving kindness, mercy, and grace.
你借着在十字架上的苦难，把我们一个一个的救赎回来。
Through the suffering on the cross, you have purchased and saved every one of us.
并且把我们今天建立在你自己的身体之上。
And you have now established us in your body.
当我们弟兄姐妹们一同在你面前用餐的时候。
And as brothers and sisters, as we have the meal together.
我们求你祝福这些食物。
We ask that you would bless the food.
祝福弟兄姐妹们在用餐时间的交通。
Bless the fellowship that we will have together.
我们在这个时候也特别纪念我们的荣荣姊妹。
And here we also particularly remember our sister Rong Rong.
当我们的姊妹在医院里边经历这些苦难的时候，
That while our sister is in the hospital and going through all this suffering,
我们实在是知道这是身体上的苦难。
We know that this is also a suffering of the body.
我们一同借着祷告把我们姊妹摆在你的面前。
So together with prayer, Lord, we bring her before you.
我们相信你大能的医治要临到她。
We pray that your great healing work will come upon her.
也求你安慰她的家人。
And comfort her family.
借着这个机会拯救还没有信主的家人。
And take this opportunity to save those who have not yet believed in you.
我们把今天的检查或者是也许明天的手术都交在你恩典的手中。
For today's examination, as well as perhaps tomorrow's operation, we place it in your hands.
愿你眷顾医治。
May you watch over and heal.
我们这样的祷告祈求是奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this according to the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 好，请弟兄姐妹们到餐厅里用餐。
We now can have lunch now.